Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I immediately transfers.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
A property to someone who may be a connected party and is therefore not liable for stamp duty. So, or the relief was actually introduced to exempt legitimate intermediaries such as house builders from paying stamp duty twice, basically. So it's kind of a legitimate loophole. It's just it's now being used by people that it actually wasn't intended for. Robert, you know about this topic.
Indeed.
What do you think about these stamp duty mitigation schemes? Should homeowners be wary of using them?
I think homeowners should be very wary of them. Certainly as a firm, we've taken a clear policy decision that we won't offer these sort of products to our clients, and for very good reasons. I think not just because they're technical effectiveness is dubious. I think there's all the other risks that you've mentioned. I mean, stamp duty SDLT avoidance is nothing new. It's been there for years in various manifestations, and HMRC have changed the law. They've gradually cracked down on it. But most of the avoidance has been aimed at high-end transactions where the buyer tends to be better advised and is aware of the risks that they're taking. So to a considerable extent, that's caveat emptor. It's a